Good morning. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been angry? At some point of your life, you were angry. And when you were angry, did you control it? That's what we're going to talk about today. God commands us to control our anger. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Anger is not bad. What God hates is when you sin in your anger. We need to control our anger so the devil doesn't have a place in our heart. God doesn't want us to be angry. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 19 through 20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For wrath of men does not produce the righteousness of God. Stop and hear everything around you. And when it says slow to speak, taste your words before you say them. Think what you're going to say. Don't be angry about every little thing in your life. You have a short life, live it to your fullest. You can't be righteous if you have wrath in your life. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all dissent, all hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Laying aside, it means cast away. We need to get rid of all of it, all the bad stuff in our life, all anger and sin. We need to do this because God commanded us to, and He warns us about the results of anger. God warns us to control our anger. Proverbs 15, verse 18. A wrathful man stirs in strifes, but he who is slow to anger allays contention. There's two ways of handling anger. One man makes it worse, one man makes it better. There's no, like, you can't, two wrongs don't make a right. At least under Proverbs 19:19. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for he who you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Because he who will continue to be angry, the best thing to do for him, a wrathful person, is to tell him to stop. That wrathful person will not change. He'll just get in trouble, be in jail. Get him out, he'll get in trouble again. Just tell him to stop. That's the best thing you could do. Warnings from Jesus, Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. But I say to you, however, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And he whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But he whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Fool means dull or stupid. From the book of Matthew, God hates that word, fool. He said, if you say it, you will go to hellfire. We need to control our speech in order to go to heaven. We looked at the warnings that God has given us about anger, and now we are going to look at some examples of those in anger. Bible example of those who did not control their anger. Job's wife, Job chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. And he took upon himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast against your integrity? Curse God and die. But he who said to her, you speak like one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept God? And shall we not accept adversity? And all the Job did not sin with his lips. We can assume Job's wife was angry with God because her kids died, animals stolen, and servants killed. A fire from heaven came down and consumed sheep and servants. Camels are stolen. Her husband was covered from head to toe with boils. Because of this reason, she told Job to curse God and die. Those who were angry with Stephen, Acts chapter 7, verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and gashed at him with their teeth. The message of Stephen preached angered the crowd. killed him because of preaching. We need to control our anger in our hearts so the message of God can get around. Rewards promised to those who controlled their anger. Paul introduced it to the Titans a letter, Titus chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. A letter subject to rulers, kind to all. This is a reason why those who Paul is instructing, they were just like the world around them, bad and sinful. Paul reminds them that they changed by the mercy of God, by being washed, having justified by grace. We have eternal life. Eternal life is for those who have made the change from a hateful, angered person to a peaceful, kind person. In conclusion, we talked about commanding, warnings, Bible examples, rewards of controlling our anger. The Bible has clearly told us that we need to control our anger so that we could be like the righteous people that God wants us to be, so we can inherit the kingdom of God. Thank you.